Let me play this, and I want to take calls. Would people really, truly use a guilt-free pass?
He gave you a guilt-free pass to sleep with anybody in the world. Would you use it?
Yes.
Go smash Drake.
He know who I'm smashing. Yeah, I'm going to go smash Drake.
Why Drake?
Just because I think that he's sexy and I like his music. Yeah.
Nothing more, nothing less.
Nothing more, nothing less. He looks good and his music is fire. Like, he's an idol. Like, he's an idol.
I'm an idol, too.
He's somebody worth smashing.
Wait a second. I'm an idol, too.
Yeah.
He's in the background. Wait a second. I'm an idol, too.
Mm. I'm an idol, too.
Okay.
You
okay.
are. You're my idol. Music.
All right, babe.
All right, yeah.
All right, we good.
Yeah.
What if she gave you a guilt-free pass?
If I had a guilt-free pass, would I use it?
He's trying to act like he don't have somebody in mind, but I feel like he does.
If the guilt-free pass meant that I was about to get a million, I'd use it. But I'm not thirsty to go smash any other women.
All right.
Like, she's thirsty to go smash Drake.
I'm not thirsty. He asked me a question and I answered it.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
It.
I mean, just ending relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So the dude was like, no, for $1 million he would do it, but he's not thirsty to go smash any other women. Right? If it was just to go get a guilt-free pass just to do it, he wouldn't do it. He would turn it down. He's not thirsty to go out there and do it.
Yeah.
So what would the majority of people say? If you were given a guilt-free pass, would you use it? In your current situation, with the current person you're with, would you step out on that relationship and use a guilt-free pass? Now, Chris, you're a happily, going to be married man again.
Yeah.
All right, think about this. It's you and your wife. You say she's a champ now. She's really doing a good job.
She is.
You guys are better than ever.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, you can have a guilt-free pass. Would you do it? In your current situation? No, you wouldn't.
No, there's too much riding on it, and it's guilt-free, but I mean, is that real guilt-free or girl guilt-free? Like, you'll be,
So you're pass on it. You're happy and content with what you got.
He doesn't believe the guilt-free.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, let's say it was, okay, it's guilt-free, but you still may feel guilty after you do it.
Yeah.
No, right. He does.
Yeah.
No, Chris has a heart and compassion. He's the opposite of
no.
you. Like, I like you. You're my special little buddy. But as far as, like,
he loves
human
sex.
Feelings, Chris is a human.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I don't know
he's
what you are.
He's an extraterrestrial human.
What?
Nice.
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
Because you're like an alien that likes sex.
An extraterrestrial human.
Yeah, that takes a full day off for sex. Make sure wife's at work.
He was a single man.
And the kids are at school.
No, I was
he
with
did
my
take
wife.
A day off
and
to watch porn.
And
you,
wasn't putting
and
out.
You don't feel you guilty about that.
Yeah, he did take a day off to watch porn.
So
yeah.
I know you're not going to feel guilty about
that. That's
the
only,
hall
in
pass.
Defense of Chris, that's only because it was in a dry spell with his
there
wife.
There was no dry spell?
Yeah, it was a little bit of a dry spell.
Yeah.
Well, the first time was.
What? Yeah. And Nard, if you had. Let's go to a magical world.
Yeah.
All right, Nard. We're going to Fantasyland. We haven't been there in a while, Nard. But we're going to Fantasyland, where you have a family.
Yeah.
In this fantasy world, you have a woman who's relatively pretty and
right.
likes you.
Yeah.
All right. And she's giving you a guilt-free pass. Are you going to use it?
All day.
All day.
Yeah.
Nard.
How about can I video it so I can remember it later?
Okay.
Because I feel like it'd be a blur. It'd be like real fast. And I'm like, damn it.
Real fast. And then you don't remember it.
Yeah.
So you would use your guilt-free pass.
Hell yeah, I would.
See, that's why I was saying Chris is a better human being
no
than
way.
You are.
Oh, easily.
No way. He does the bare minimum. Just in all aspects of his life.
I do the bare minimum?
Yep.
Chris does the bare
minimum?
Yeah,
he's not going above and beyond.
What?
He barely takes showers.
Yeah. Derek, when was the last time you paid one of my bills?
I never have.
Okay.
Yeah, when's the last time that you were the Special Olympics?
Okay, okay.
What did you say?
I don't know what he said there.
Did he say, do I have to dump that?
No.
Oh.
No, because I was in it, dumbass.
What are you talking about?
He's bringing up his disability.
Yeah.
Yes,
when did you have a disability, you dumbass?
I'm the dumbass?
Yeah.
I'm sure it's a weird thing to be like, hey, Well, when did you have a disability,
it's embarrassing that
dumbass.
I can run circles around him, and he's got all brain cells.
I don't know if you run circles around
him. He's got all brain cells. I get my honey-do list done all day.
Just because you yell louder doesn't mean you're the winner.
I got a louder bark, yes.
Doesn't mean you're the winner.
But his bite doesn't hurt.
What?